North Andrew, a couple games left. They figure to be a couple testers that are left on their schedule before they go to the district basketball tournament. Mark McDaniels, head basketball coach of North Andrew. It's been kind of a testing schedule anyway with a couple games that were this week. And I think we visited last year. We're going to play. You're going to play that night, the third place game of the King City tournament. And ended up having a good game, which really completed a fairly solid tournament, Coach. You hung around with the Stanbury, beat Stuartsville in the first round, and then a King City team that's really playing pretty well, at least at this time. You really did, you know, control that game and controlled it on their floor.
I thought the girls did a good job that night. First of all, defensively, I thought that they held them in check and got the game in the pace that we wanted it in, and contained their scores that night and gave us a chance to win it, and a good win for us here at North Andrew.
All right, came back then and played that next Monday. You had a Monday game against St. Joseph Christian following a tournament, I guess, Friday, and beat St. Joseph Christian 41-30. I would guess, and they're a really young basketball team this year, and I'm guess that game was played in a style or manner that St. Joseph Christian could compete, because the score would indicate they played you fairly tight.
Well, the score's not quite indicative of what it happened. We got out to a 22-1 lead with 2 minutes left in the first, and from that point we kind of mixed and matched a lot of kids and allowed the game to stay under control from that point. We really came out in the first quarter and really, really played well against them and really took the game underhand early.
Well, that was the case then. Then you put three straight nice games together then, because if you had King City, a St. Joseph Christian win, and followed that up with a crossover win against South Harrison and won the game in Bethany, shot the ball fairly well. The thing that stood out, and I haven't seen all of North Andrew's games this year, but she easily had the best game that I've seen her play this year, and it's the first time I've ever seen North Andrew go about scoring that, in this manner. But Mackenzie Shunk just had a monster game with, you know, offensive rebounds and putbacks and production inside.
She is a kid that continues to come on really strong. She was just a JV player last year and didn't get any varsity time at all. She worked hard in the offseason, fairly long. 5'10", plays long. She continues to develop, and honestly, right now she's probably our go-to inside, and gives us a chance to really find somebody inside, which we haven't had all year. And we're really developing that, and she's a key to us down the stretch, I think.
All right, Ted. Sacred Heart then on Tuesday night, and you know, Sacred Heart, I've noted they've played North Andrew now for the last few years. You've kind of had a series with them. I noticed that Jefferson's got them on the schedule too, and I think, I don't know if they're going to play necessarily a whole lot of other teams around here, but I think people will get to know what their level is and the level they're accustomed to playing at, because that's always, even with elite North Andrew teams, in the last 3 or 4 years, that's always been a challenging game for North Andrew to compete, right?
We haven't, even with our elite teams, we have never beat them, I don't think. We've gone there and got close. I think last year was a three-point game, but they're just loaded every year. They got the size inside. They play outstanding basketball and well-disciplined and got shooters, and they really shot the ball well this night and was able to control that game from the get-go with us. Just really dominated us, actually. I will say that since before the King City tournament, though, too, we've had players that's been sick, and we haven't had our first five in the last 6 or 7 games. And that continued even through the Plattsburgh game last night. So the girls are hanging in there and playing some good ball despite a lot of illness.
Well, depending on who may or may not have been gone, you know, that could be an issue in how you go about having to attack the game, I guess. In Plattsburgh, teams got a little quickness?
They have some. They're pretty athletic. They got some athletic bigs inside, and we came out in the first quarter and got a 12-7 lead, I think, and was really playing great. And again, because of a little illness, Kaylee Officer has been missing the last couple of games because she's been home with sickness, and we really needed her ball handling, and we missed an extra ball handler out there, and we turned it over a little bit too much against Plattsburgh, and they were able to get control of that game after the first and walk away with it a little bit.
I guess that was another player that actually played really well against South Harrison. She made some really – she always made some timely shots. Is she a player that that if the first one goes down, look out?
Well, she gets more confidence, that's for sure. And I think that's true with a lot of my young kids. It seems like if we are able to get the ball in the bucket, then we sure play a lot better. If they miss a couple, then they struggle for a little while to find that rhythm and get going.
All right. Have Northland Christian, Southwest Livingston coming up. I would think, if anything, that those will be two nice district tests and maybe – yeah, well, district tournament, I guess some of those are kind of familiar teams, but, you know, that's good prep for a team going into district based on caliber and maybe the exercise in going up against a team that you don't see all that often.
Yeah, from what I know, both teams are a real challenge for us, as is the last two or three games we played, and I hope that it makes us better. That's the hope with our schedule. We've played a lot of 2A and some 3A teams this year, and we have taken a few lumps because of that, but I think that overall we are getting better and playing better basketball because of that, and hopefully that will make us ready for our district.
That's Mark McDaniel, head basketball coach of North Andrew.